Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Fan Morning Show. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Ron Cook in with the guy for the guys this morning. The Fan Morning Show is presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. It takes a special friend to get up early on Thanksgiving morning, and my man Jeff Hobson in Cincinnati did it for me, and at 7 o'clock came to you on the Nemecolon Fan Hotline, and we're going to go back to the Nemecolon Fan Hotline to welcome in another great friend, Bob Grove, to talk a little hockey with the Penguins. Bob, thanks so much for getting up early, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Well, thanks for asking me to talk hockey with you, Ron, as always, and happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
Well, that was another nice win last night, wasn't it? And what's up with Tristan Jarry? That's now, what, 116 saves on 118 shots during this four-game winning streak, 36 saves last night. I thought he was outstanding again.
He was outstanding again. And, you know, 37 shots that he had to face, and that's a few too many, quite frankly, against that Vancouver team. But, this, I mean, we talk about guys being dialed in and being right on top of their game from the drop of the puck to the end of the game, and that's where he's been game in, game out now for quite a while, not only in this four-game streak, but, I mean, let's think about the way he's played from the start of the season. I mean, this guy has been exactly what the Penguins needed. He has kept them in games where they had no business being in. He's been a major factor in them winning a lot of the games that they've won. And he's controlling rebounds. For me, it's a little bit of economy of motion. He just seems to be totally in control, thinking through, anticipating shots. I mean, it's the whole bit. I mean, he's just doing it all. And, wow, he came really close to having three shutouts and four starts last night.
Bob, where is this coming from? Is it just confidence? I hear him chanting Jarry last night. And, man, they weren't chanting that during the Islanders series the last playoff season, right?
Well, yeah, and it's kind of, I thought the same thing when I heard those chants. I thought, you know, another example of how quickly things can turn around.
It can turn quickly, can it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And, you know, this is the way he played for most of the back end and a little bit farther of last regular season, Ron. I mean, he's just kind of – he's picking up where he was at that point, you know, last season. I mean, he gets to the playoffs, and it just went all south for him all of a sudden. You know, the last few games of the regular season, I don't think were real great for him. But then in the playoffs, it just went south in a hurry. But, like, for 2 months before he got to the playoffs, he was playing very similarly to this. So this has been, you know, he just got right back in the same space. And as I said, from the start of the season, I thought it was we were gonna be able to tell if he had the right mental approach to approaching this. We all want to think about what are the technical things, what is he doing, how is he doing it, but you're never gonna quite get a grasp on what a goaltender's mental approach is until you see him on a consistent basis. As we know, he's played more than any goalie in the league right now. I mean, the guy's just every night they're using him. It's what, six starts in a row here, and for him to have the kind of composure that he has, and you just said the word confidence, night in and night out, is a really big sign for the Penguins.
You know, Bob, after that collapse in the playoffs last year, I talked to somebody in the organization whose opinion I very value and said he got hurt late in the year and really wasn't practicing much before the playoffs, and he lost his edge. And I'm wondering, you know, they said that's why the team still really believes in him. I'm buying it more and more now when I watch what's happening.
Yeah, well, I mean, if that was really the factor or a big factor in what happened to him, yeah, it makes perfect sense, right? Because, and the other thing is, the Penguins would never have, you know, the injury to Casey DeSmith really hurt them in the playoffs last year, because Casey DeSmith would have been in that series and playing, and Jari would have been out of it. And the Penguins might have gotten through, who knows. But, you know, it's interesting to hear. I know you and I have talked about that before. And again, if you step back and put it into the bigger context of where he was last year going into the playoffs, that kind of thing you're talking about could explain a lot.
You know, you mentioned DeSmith. He's been disappointing to me this year, Bob. I'm assuming he's going to get a start. You know, they got a back-to-back this week at the Islanders tomorrow, and then home against Montreal. I got to think you got to get him going a little bit, because he hasn't played very well. Not that he's had a lot of opportunity, but when he's played, he hasn't been very good.
No, he hasn't. This has been a really disappointing start to the season for him. And he would tell you, look, even a backup needs to play a bit more than he's playing. But I don't know how the coach is going to give you more playing time whenever you're playing the way he's played. So we all know this is part and parcel of the existence of a backup goalie, is you're going to get a game every like 2.5 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever. And you just have to, let's face it, that hasn't been an issue for him. You know, in his career with the Penguins, he's been pretty good. He's been pretty reliable. And he's been able to handle that. Now this workload is a little bit extreme for him. And yeah, he's got to play. I really thought Sullivan would think about playing him last night, because Vancouver's struggling so much. So you got two teams coming up; they're both struggling. You know, you go to the Island on Friday; they haven't won a game in their new building yet. They have a bunch of guys in COVID protocol; they're hurt, so they're really slumping. And so, you know, and the Canadians are off to a horrible start. So both of those teams are really challenged, and DeSmith has to get one of those two. And maybe Sullivan will think play him at home, you know, because the Penguins will be better and, you know, they can get some matchups if they need them against Montreal, maybe play him against the Canadiens here. But yeah, I expect to see him here this weekend.
We're talking to Bob Grove about the Penguins 4-1 win against Vancouver. Bob, who do you think was happier last night to get a goal? Brian Rust, first one since the first game of the season and first in 11 games, or Aston Reese, finally got one? What I saw your note, first goal of the season.
First
in 22 games. Man, the smiles on both of those guys. I thought it was real important that Rust gets going a little bit.
Yeah, this is a guy who generally produces a lot of chances, and I think we've all been a little bit mystified why he hasn't been scoring a little bit more given his performance over the last two seasons. And then as I watched him this season, yeah, he was hurt early. But when he got back, I mean, I thought he was, you know, he was getting himself, he was playing the right way, he was getting himself in a lot of really good positions, and then just failing to convert chances, or when he had the puck, you know, the pass he was making wasn't quite where it needed to be. Like, everything he was doing with the puck, a lot of it was just not working out for him. So, and you could tell the way he reacted to that goal. He was like, finally, I get one. So that is big, because, you know, you already got Gensel going, and you know, Sid's not been scoring. You know, these last three games, the Penguins have won them all. He doesn't have a point, which is actually a good thing, because, you know, the points will come. But yeah, for Rust and for Aston Reese too. I mean, obviously this guy was on a pace, you know, he had a career high goals last year. Now he's not a big scorer, but he was in college, and you felt like maybe last year was a point where he started to put them in a little more regularly in the National Hockey League. Maybe he could build on that this season, and that hasn't happened for him at all. So a big one for him, and turned out to be a goal that gave the Penguins a little bit of comfort too.
Yeah, the first one last night, Rust, and then obviously, Zach Aston Reese in that big second period for them. Sid, you mentioned, I know he got had a real nice shot on the power play early, hit a post late. I can't imagine, Bob, I know you know how many if you do the research. He can't have gone scoreless too many times in three games in a row. Still looking for that, though. What do you think of his game? Do you see it getting a little better each game?
I have been. He's still not himself in the faceoff circle, and I'm going to continue to say that's likely him still recovering from his wrist injury. I have no other reason to to believe there's anything else to it other than that and that it'll come around. But what I see from him these last few games is he knows it's, you know, he just isn't happening for him a lot offensively. And you're right. I mean, he had a great shot that went off the bar last night. He's applying himself defensively. I mean, look at the way he's played and the chances he's created. Like, he's doing everything else in his game that he needs to do, and he's just not racking up the points. And we all know the power play figures into that, and the power play continues to to be a source of frustration for the Penguins, even though they finally got one last night. It's just not anywhere near where it has to be. But no, I'm not too worried about Sid. I think he's playing the whole rink as he always does. He's doing a good job defensively, and the points will come.
How about Kapanen? Are you worried about him? Man, I've been disappointed. No goals the past six games. I think he has 4 goals, 19 games. But what, 2 of them came in one game, right?
3. Yeah, that's HD,
right. That's right. 3. So, right.
Yeah. No, I'm disappointed. I mean, I'm not dis. I mean, he this guy just does not. There are opportunities that he creates because, you know what, Ron, he's a good defensive player. And I don't, you know, I know that Sullivan wanted more consistency from his effort. But on most nights, you know, you see him in there and he seems to be working hard. He plays without the puck. He's got good speed. He's got vision. He just cannot finish plays. He gets opportunities in front of him and he either flubs a shot or has a roll off his stick or he makes a pass that's not quite right and the opportunity goes sideways. It's one thing after another with him, and he's not the sum of his parts. His game is he should be producing more points given his skill set and what we see from him every single night, and it's just not there. And I will say this though, I don't sense a lot of chemistry between Zucker and Carter and Kapanen. I don't. And I think, you know, I keep saying this, and I'm going to stick by it for the moment, that the thing that the Penguins have to hope gets Kapanen on a more productive path going forward is the return of Evgeny Malkin.
Yep.
He plays better with Malkin, yep.
You know, he was quoted by Mike Zeisberger, you know, NHL.com, Kapanen, I'm speaking about, said, "I get down sometimes and I quit." And he said, that's a bad attitude. That's a horrible word to use, isn't it? I quit.
Well, some of his comments after
he's an immature kid, isn't he? That's my feeling.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard about him all along.
Well, I mean, when Sullivan said, you know, he needed more from him, and you know, Kapanen's quote was something about, you know, his work ethic isn't what it needs to be. Like, that's just not something you hear a player say publicly.
Right.
You know, they would say, "I need to work harder." Is what they would. That's the hockey cliche.
Right.
It's not like my work ethic isn't good enough. I mean, that's just
right.
Like, yeah. So I don't know where his head is, and that's the frustrating thing. So I'm not like sitting here waiting for him to bust out, but I'm thinking if they can get Malkin beside him, you know, he's a guy who needs some confidence, and you know, and start putting him in. And if pairing him with Malkin does that, then maybe we'll see some different results. But no. I've given up on the idea of Kasperi Kapanen being, you know, maybe a 30-goal scorer at some point in his career. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, you mentioned the chemistry with that line. Carter has not done much. What a tribute, by the way. Really a great tribute for his 400th goal last night. The Penguins know how to do that. But Carter, 1 goal in his past 8 games. He's struggling a little bit, too.
He is. No, it's true. I mean, he had no shots the game before, and that's rare for him. I mean, they're just not, it's just not happening for them. And, you know, he got off to a pretty good start this season, I felt. And it'll be interesting, you know, Ron, one of the things that's going to be fun to watch is when Malkin comes back is what the line combinations look like going forward. Because, you know, we've all seen, you know, you start the season, you got Boyle, and I always wondered where it was going to shake out for him. Well, he might, you know, stay out of the lineup, but you know how Sullivan feels about the Bluger line. And now they're playing Rodriguez at center, and my God, he's just tearing it up.
What a shot last night, huh? What a goal last night.
It was a terrific goal last night, but Ron, this guy, he's playing the entire game, and he's been doing it all season. Like, if there's one guy that I would say I'm most surprised by this season, having already seen him in previous seasons, Evan Rodriguez's game right now is just spectacular. He's playing well with the puck, without the puck. He's scoring. He's always been a bad faceoff guy. He's winning draws. Almost every night they play, if you look at the analytics statistics, you look at the Corsi 4 numbers, whatever line Rodriguez is on is the one that has the highest Corsi 4 numbers, so the highest percentage of attempted shots for the teams while he's on the ice. I mean, it's just almost every game. He's been great. So it's going to be – Sullivan's going to have a challenge. He'd tell you it's a good challenge, but to figure out where to put all the pieces, and Carter is one of them, so where does he play? You know, so if you have Crosby and Malkin and Bluger and Carter, right? So where does Rodriguez play when you do that? So there's going to be some interesting decisions to come.
Bob Grove, it's amazing what four wins can do for your outlook of a team, right? I mean, we're not long ago, seemingly, they're going to make the playoffs this year. Now, all of a sudden, they look pretty doggone good. It's amazing what happens when you start to get healthy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That and when you get really, really good goaltending almost every night.
And Jari's just tremendous.
Been incredible.
All right, Robert, have a great Thanksgiving with your family. Thank you so much, and look forward to doing it again real soon, okay?
All right, Ron, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.